You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I always poke fun at my radio partner here, Jeremy, that he's an old soul with his John Denver music and his fussy ways about everything.
Well, I like watching the evening news every night. I mean, I'm a big fan.
That's an old person activity right
there. I like
there.
Catching the weather with Mike Nelson all day long.
It's funny, when I'm in studio, I make sure that the television monitors are off, and Jeremy's like, oh, but I want to watch the news.
Yeah, I need my morning news.
Like, how old are you?
You definitely changed, because, I mean, back in the day, the TV was on.
Did you meet your Walter Cronkite on?
Back in the day, the TV was on all the time in the studio, but something
But that was rarely my call.
Something switched with you.
It was always my radio partners who insisted on televisions being on. I'm like, shut it off.
I gotta see if there's any breaking news, you know?
Breaking news. That's why you have a phone.
Gotta see.
You just like the happy talk. Anyway, let's move on. What old person activity do you love? Jeremy likes watching the 6 o'clock news.
The other thing I love doing is going to the grocery store and waiting until there's a really long line behind me at the checkout, and then I pull out my checkbook and write a check for my groceries. That's a big, big one of mine.
Before we got some people who are writing in with this, the old person activity you love, and can we start by doing a disclaimer? Nobody get your underwear in a bunch over this.
Well, your Depends in a bunch.
Don't get your Depends in a bunch over the fact that we're calling this an old person activity. Just laugh about it and have some fun with it. Okay, good. Disclaimer out of the way. I was trying to think of the ones for me. You said we're ruling out doing puzzles, and I'm not sure that's just an old person activity, but it's maybe traditionally an old person activity.
Yeah, there's a lot of puzzles and crossword puzzles coming in already on messages and Facebook. So, I mean, but yeah, you do like your jigsaw puzzles.
I love my puzzles. You know, and the other thing is walking. And I know everybody, you know, I know everyone who's able to do so, you know, walks to a certain extent. But I'm talking about almost like a mall walking thing. And the funniest example of that I can give is that I had that goal. It was in 2018 or 19. I was going to walk the equivalent of walking from San Diego to Boston, completely across the country, almost 3,100 miles. And I was going to get that done in 1 year. And I did it, by the way. But that meant I had to average a little over 8 miles a day. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the days there in Colorado when the weather was not so good, I wasn't a mall walker, but people laughed because I was a Home Depot walker.
Yeah.
And there was only maybe a mile from my house, there was a Home Depot. And on the really crappy weather days, I'd get in my car, I'd drive that 1 mile, I'd park, I'd go in, I'd have my headphones on. And with Home Depot, there's so many aisles and it's crisscrossed. So you could go north, south over all the aisles, then do all the east, west, mm-hmm. east, west. And you could put a lot of miles on walking around one of those gigantic Home Depot
Absolutely.
Stores. And the employees must have thought I was some sort of weirdo.
You were on camera the whole time, I bet. They're like, this
guy's back. Because I'm in there for about an hour or so with my headphones on, listening to podcasts or audiobooks or whatever, and I'm just tooling around. So that is definitely an old person activity.
I think so, yeah.
But I got my 3,100 miles in there. Can I just do a shout out to a couple of listeners that I know so far? It might be more. Barb and Michelle, who both wrote in and talked about eating early dinner at like 4 o'clock. That's you know that's me. And oftentimes it'll end up being 5. But man, if I can get
I'm a
solid 4:30, I'll do that.
That's good.
And it also has to do with the whole intermittent fasting thing, too. I mean, I just would rather get it out of the way early.
Sure.
So I guess that's another one that I say, yeah, that's me.
I love Nicole's. She texted in, said, the old person thing I do is walk into a room and forget why I went in there.
Yeah.
And then Claudia yells at the TV. Yep.
Oh, let's take some calls. You know we love our calls. Hey, Jessica, what's an old person activity that you love?
I started crocheting.
How old are you?
40.
You're still pretty young. My wife went through a crochet phase for a while. A lot of scarves and potholders.
Yeah.
So I started, they have these kits. I don't know if you've seen them. They're called Woobles.
No.
Mm-mm.
And they're little crocheting little stuffed animals. And I'm obsessed.
Really?
Yes.
Make me a moose. We had a listener who sent us a photo of a little animal that they had crocheted. I remember
probably the same thing then, maybe.
Might have been.
A wooble. A wooble.
Yeah.
A wooble.
There's a lot of that. Jessica, thank you for that call. There's a lot of it in my house of crocheting that's going on. I mean, your son was even crocheting.
He was for a while,
wasn't he,
Jim? Yeah, he was. I forgot about that.
Who's next? James. James, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What's your
pickleball?
Pickleball.
Fastest growing sport in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Them old people like it, and us young people like it.
How young are you?
I'll include me in the young person's group at 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good exercise, though. Good for you.
That's good for you. James, that's great.
Laura says the old person thing I do is talking about how many meds I'm taking.
Yes.
And trying to remember why.
Yes.
Yes. Angela said going to bed early and muttering about young people. She says I'm 35.
I remember several years ago going to a dinner, going back to that meds thing for just a second, going to a dinner with my sibs, and I'm the baby of the whole group, and they were all sitting around and just casually talking about like medications. And I had to raise my hand and finally say, do you guys realize how old you sound? You're talking about medications. And it was probably like 5 years later where we all got together, and who started talking about medications first? Mwah.
Ah.
And I was like, oh my God, I have officially reached that stage.
That's right.
What the hell? I hate myself right now. Here's Monica on the phone. Monica, good morning. What's the old person activity that you love?
I have two, actually. Word search, which actually I've been doing like forever.
Yeah.
And I started knitting around 12 years ago.
Are you any good at it?
I'll tell you what, that knitting and crochet is big with a lot of people texting. Let's go back to that word search for a moment there. So do you, like, in the checkout line at the grocery store, buy those little word search books right there by the checkout?
No, I buy the big ones, like, really big,
wow.
Big ones.
Wow, that's intense.
Really hard words.
Intense.
It's good for your memory.
It is good for your memory.
I need, 'cause when I go into another room, I forget what I go for, so I have to go back to the other room and see if I remember.
That's great. Good for you. Listen, thank you for that. Word search. Yay.
Jennifer says, usually my conversations outside are talking about the grass, what kind of bird flew by, and wondering why some trees bloom better than others.
Listen to us. Along those lines, Julie said bird watching.
Yeah,
and she goes, and then taking horrible pictures of them.
Yeah, Gina says, I sit on my back deck and record the birds on my phone. And then Erica, Dom, this is you.
What?
Erica says, criticizing the awful music nowadays and talking about how much better the 90s were. That's you!
That
is so you.
The only thing that backs me up on it.
What?
And I'll just say this once and then we can move on. Is there was a survey not long ago where people in their 20s were talking about how they preferred older music.
Yeah.
So even current generation is like, Oh, what else do we have?
There's somebody's actually reading the newspaper. The newspaper is still being delivered to their house. They are 28 years old. I read the paper. Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
Get all that on your phone.
Let's see what else we got here. Playing bingo has come in a few times.
Uh-huh. That's solid. Oh, Josh says we have to talk to Shelly on the line here.
Well, then I'm going to talk to Shelly. Shelly, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you?
Couldn't be better. So what do you got for us? What's your old person activity, but you love it?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys have seen that Progressive commercial and that old guy that goes into the store and starts telling the people that work there that the produce is expired or, you know, ratting people out. Like, I am totally that person.
You're talking to employees. Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My grandpa would do that all the time. He'd just strike up conversations with people working in the store. Tell them how to do their job better, you know? That's you, Shelly.
That
you.
Is. I'm embarrassed to say it.
Oh, my God.
But
that's awesome.
Funny.
Spot
good for
on.
You. I'm glad you called. Have a fun day today, okay?
Hey, you guys have a great day, too.
Appreciate you. Andrew said, rocking in a rocking chair. All right, so I've got this screened-in, like, sunroom patio type of thing. It's so delightful. I love it. And I was saying the other day something like, God, wouldn't it be nice to have a rocking chair? And as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, my God, I just expressed desire for a rocking chair. Yeah. One of those glider kinds.
Oh, though. Yeah,
you know what
I'm comfortable.
Saying? Does that make it a little cooler?
Yeah, and you have your little peach tea with you and watch the birds.
Shelby's got a great one. She says, if I find a shirt I like, I buy one of every color.
Yes! I've done that with shoes.
You know, when I found those, one of those shoes that I like to wear that you slide your foot into, are they sliders? Is that it?
Flip-flops.
So they're not flip-flops because there's nothing between your toes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I found a pair down at DSW, and it's a Teva brand, and I loved it. And in my head, I was like, I love these so much. When they wear out in a couple of years, I'm not going to be able to get them. I went back down, and I bought a second pair, kept them in the box, in my closet.
Smart move.
And you know why that worked out? Here's a lesson for everybody of why that's not stupid. Because the first pair kind of got worn out a little bit, so I just started wearing them equally, both pairs. And then on one of them, the left one broke, and on the other one, the right one broke.
You're like, ha-ha.
It was perfect. I had a set that I could still put together.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.